حديث أبي بكر أنه قال: يا رسول الله أراك شدة؟ قال: شيدتني هود وأخواتها. قال الدارقطني: هذا حديث مضطرب، فإنه لم يروى إلا من طريق أبي إسحاق، وقد اختلف عليه فيه على نحو 10 أوجه، فمنهم من رواه عنه مرسلا، ومنهم من رواه عنه موصولا، ومنهم من جعله من مسند أبي بكر، ومنهم من جعله من مسند سعد، ومنهم من جعله من مسند عائشة، ورواته ثقات لا يمكن ترجيح بعضهم على بعض، والجمع متعدد. In this example is what one of the scholars of hadith by the name of Al-Suyuti, he documented in his book the following, that the hadith which is attributed to Abu Bakr, that he, Abu Bakr, said to the Prophet, I noticed that you are having developing white hair. He said, that is due to Hud and its sister. Hud is a reference to the surah in the Quran by the name of Surah Hud. So Abu Bakr said to the Prophet, I notice you are developing white hair. He said, this is due to Hud and its sister. Al-Dara Qutni is a very high caliber scholar in the science of hadith. He says, this is a chaotic reporting, because this report was reported only via a reporter by the name of Abi Ishaq. And those who reported this hadith via Abu Ishaq, they differ. Some of them reported this hadith to be mursal. We studied what mursal is. And some, they reported this hadith to be mawsool. And some reported this hadith to be reported through Abu Bakr. And some of them reported this hadith to be initially reported through Sa'd. And some of them made it through Aisha radiallahu anha. And all of those who reporting this report via Abi Ishaq, all of those reporting are siqat. And it should not give way to stick to one of them over the other. And there is no room for reconciliation. Therefore, it was considered as mufarrad, chaos. So this chaos is taking place not in the text of the hadith, not in the matn, but in the chain of reporting. Here, so now another example of muttarib, but that is in the matn. What is the lesson? What does the lesson mean? The text. And that is what was reported by At-Tirmidhi. عن شريك عن أبي حمزة عن الشعبي عن فاطمة عن فاطمة بنت قيس رضي الله عنها قال: سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الزكاة فقال: إن في المال لحقا سوى الزكاة، ورواه ابن ماجه من هذا الوجه بلفظ ليس في المال حق سوى الزكاة. قال العراقي هذا اضطراب لا يحتمل التأويل. It was reported by Al-Tirmidhi. According to Sharif, according to Abi Hamza, according to Al-Shu'bi, according to Fatimah bin Qayt, may Allah be pleased with her, that she said, the Prophet, may Allah speak be on him, was asked about Zakat, and he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in your wealth there is jews more than the Zakat. In your wealth there is jews more than the Zakat. The same report was also reported by Ibn Majah according to the same chain of narration, but the book says, in your money, in your wealth, there is no good except the zakat. So you see, one of them says, in your money there is good other than the zakat, and one of them says, in your money there is no good other than the zakat. And that means the two statements, they are opposing one another 100%, and there is no room for us to bring any conciliation. No way can give way to one over the other. Because if we are able to give way for one over the other, that which is less in weight is considered to be shaz. But here we cannot. Therefore we declare that to have iftirad, kiyak, it's kiyakic, as in respect to the text of the report. Having said that, I stop at this point, inshaAllah. If you have any questions, I will be trying to answer them now.
The ones that are mutarib or
mutarib.
Do you have to follow? You don't have to follow. Do you have to follow?
No. This is all of them are classifications of different reports. That all of them come under the classification of the weak report.
You don't have to.
No, it's weak. That is shaz is weak. That which is mutarib is weak. Munkar, abnormal. So it's not this as abnormal. But if you read in the book, sometimes they just give you the classification to be weak without telling you why it's weak. But sometimes, the more in other books, instead of saying weak, they say, and this is a muqarrib, it's poor. And they leave it no knowledge to know and to figure out. And they assume in you that when they say to you something muqarrib, you understand what this word technically in the science of the hadith means. Stop now, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.
استغفرك وأتيه إليك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We continue the classes concerning the science of the hadith after we start during the month of Ramadan, and we pick up and we continue the explanation today, Sunday, the night of Shawwal. Last time we were here, we discussed the hadith that is classified as a mutfarid. We discussed the hadith that was classified as a mutfarid. What is a hadith that was classified as a mutfarid? What is a hadith that is mutfarid? Can you articulate it more and more?
More
to that?
A lot of
variation. That was mentioned more. We said there is more. Al-Mufarid is carried when there is the narration or the reporting of the reporter. They are contradicting one another. This is the one condition. The second condition, there is not a way to give way to one narration over the other. So there is not a room for us to reconciliate the differences amongst those narrations. When something like that happens in those narrations, all of them are given a classification to be mutfarid. Then we're going to study today, inshaAllah, three more types of the hadith, that which is classified as al-makhlul, and al-mudraj, and al-mu'allam. We stay in line number 20 of the poem. Al-makhlul saying the hadith backwards. Al-mudraj inserting in it a few words. Al-mu'al'al appears to be true to those whose knowledge is new. But the scholar located a hidden defect which rendered the hadith weak and unfit. Al-maqlub linguistically, something that is maqlub means
backwards or upside down. But in the science of the hadith, al-maqlub refers to a situation happened either in the sanad or in al-matn. What does a sanad mean? Chain of reporting. What does al-matn mean? The text. So something happens to the chain of narration or the chain of reporting, we are using it interchangeably, or to al-matn, where one statement comes ahead of a statement that has to come before that. Are you listening? When there is a statement, the first part of the statement has to come first, and the latter part of the statement has to come next. That when this aqlab takes place, the latter part of the statement comes first, and the first part of the statement comes last. So it is backwards, maqlub. That could happen in the metal, or it could happen in the chain of the quote. An example of that is the hadith that was reported in Sahih Muslim, and you can find it in Al-Mustafa of Sahih Muslim under number 537. This hadith, which is reported in the authority of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, where it says seven groups of people will be in the shade of Allah, where no shade will be available except the shade of Allah. And the hadith goes to look those seven types of people until it says at the end, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ يَمِينُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ شِمَالُهُ. Who can understand this statement? وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ يَمِينُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ شِمَالُهُ. Who can translate it?
So far the hadith is a man who gives sadaqa to the point where he is rising and doesn't know what his left hand is doing.
Did it translate it, or do you know the hadith from
you? No, it's
the Rajin Tafadda. What does Tafadda mean?
Tafadda is he's given
فأخفاها أخفاها هذا أخفاها في الشارع. Until it says until his right hand does not know what his left hand is thinking. This is backwards. The reporter must have, in the transmission, reported that statement backwards than the original speech. The original speech should be, until his left hand does not know what his right hand is sending. So the sending takes place in the right hand. So this one reporter must have switched it around. And we know that for sure because the same hadith is reported also in Bukhari, in several places in Sahih al-Bukhari. where it stayed until a man gave out of charity, and he fulfilled that charity so much so that his left hand did not know what his right hand was spending. So the hadith came in the correct sequence from the narration and the reporting of Al-Bukhari. So this is considered to be backward. This maqlub, this hadith is classified as maqlub. And this situation is named as ikhlas, to make things backward. Took place in Al-Masjid. Sometimes this ikhlas might take place in a chain of marriage. Somebody, for example, his name is Ka'b bin Murra. Then, when a reporter is reporting the chain of narration, will say Murra bin Ka'b. Now we move on to Al-Mudraj. Al-Mudraj inserting in it, meaning in the hadith, a few words. Idraj means interpolation. You know what interpolation means? Hadi, something that is foreign to the original text. Yes. Interpolation may be in the reporting, in the reporting, the chain of the reporter, or in the text of the hadith. Also, this interpolation might take place in the chain of reporting or in the mitten in of Islam. This interpolation, when it takes place in the mitten, might take place in the beginning of the mitten, might take place in the end of the mitten, or might take place in the beginning of the mission, the middle of the mission, or the end of the mission. And this interpolation could be discovered by several ways. One of the impossibility that the interpolated statement could be the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that reporting, that chain of reporting which came with the interpolation, was also reported through another avenue, another chain of reporting, where the interpolated statement was made clear to be the statement of the reporter. We'll give you an example. And this is an example also that represents interpolation in the beginning of the hadith. And this is ما رواه الخطيب من رواية أبي حسن وشبابة عن شعبة عن محمد بن زياد عن أبي هريرة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسبغ الوضوء ويل للأعقاب من النار فقوله أسبغ الوضوء مدرج من قول أبي هريرة كما بين في رواية البخاري أو كما بين في رواية البخاري عن آدم عن شعبة عن محمد بن زياد عن أبي هريرة قال أسبغ الوضوء فإن أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ويل من أعقاب من النار. This was reported that, a reporter by the name Abi Hakam, and reported by the name of Shubaba. Reported the hadith according to Shu'bah, according to Muhammad bin Ziyad, according to Abi Hurairah, that Abi Hurairah said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْجِبُ الْوُضُوء, you will make wudu with ample washing. Woe to the deal from the Salah. This hadith used to ponder and sit alone in the cave of Hira. In this, in the Arabic text, it says يتحنّ, يتحنّ. One of the reporters explained يتحنّ to mean worship. So the hadith goes to say the Prophet used to make يتحنّ in Ghafira, and that means to worship several months. So this is the statement يتحنّ to be explained to be the meaning of worship is not the statement of the hadith, but this is the interpretation of the reporter of the hadith. Another example of interpretation that comes at the end of the hadith is that the escape according to Abi Hurairah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to Abi Hurairah marfu'an, which means this is the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave received his reward double by the one which, by the one that my soul in his hand, if it wasn't for jihad and hajj and to be dutiful to my mother, I would have loved to die as a slave. This is very clear that there is interpolation in this statement. The statement where it says the slave will receive his reward double, this is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where it says by the one that my soul in his hands, if it wasn't for jihad and hajj and being dutiful to my mother, I would love to die as a slave, this is clearly the statement of Abu Hurairah, even though it came connected with the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it's impossible for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wish that he would be a slave. Secondly, his mother had died while he was still a child. So this is, that serves as an example where interpolation comes again. Here a question might come to our minds, why would anyone put a statement to be next to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that might confuse the reader. He said that was not done perfectly. It was known to be the statement of the companion. Also sometimes the reporters might, as we testified in just the previous example, sometimes they fail to report the hadith as it was said by the companion, so they will report it as one statement, whereas other reporters give us a more precise picture.
the way that we figure out the hadith or statement in the hadith is interpolated, then it comes from another chain of narration, stating that this is the statement of another person than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So impossibility that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this statement. Or sometimes the scholars of hadith, upon examining a certain statement and careful examination, might decide that this is a statement that is interpolated. Now we move on, inshaAllah, to the hadith which is Al-Mu'alaqa. Al-Mu'alaqa appeared to be true. What does it mean, appears to be true? It means all the conditions that have to be met for a hadith to be correct have been met in appearance. What are those conditions that have to be met for a hadith to be sahih? Who reports this hadith?
Oh, I have to be a person.
He is tikkah.
I have to be tikkah.
Yes, tikkah means dabit. So what are dabit and adil? The person who is dabit and adil, he is a tikkah. So, the negative chain of narration transmitted by Al-Adil and Al-Dabit respectively, also Illah and Shuhud free. We are free from Illah and free from Shuhud. When those conditions are met, a hadith is classified as an authentic. So the Mu'al'a al-Hadith, all of those conditions seem to be met. That only they seem like this for a person who has shallow experience in this hadith, in this time. But the scholar might locate a hidden defect. A defect that will make one of those five conditions is not met. Upon examination, we find one of those five conditions was not met, even though it appears that this condition had been met. You understand? This hadith, which is Al-Mu'al'al, is one of the most difficult to classify a hadith as a mu'al'al, because it requires the in-depth experience and knowledge. When a hadith is mu'al'al, sometimes it might be in a chain of narration, thus that will affect the authenticity of the hadith. But sometimes maybe a problem might be in the chain of narration, but it does not affect the authenticity of the hadith, because the hadith has been reported to another valid chain of narration. An example of that is the hadith of Ya'la bin Ubayy عن الثور عن عمر بن دينار عن ابن عمر مرفوعا البياعان بالخيار فقد وهم يعلى على سفيان الثوري في قوله عمرو بن دينار انما هو عبد الله بن دينار فهذا المتن صحيح وان كان في الاسناد عله الغلط لان كلا من عمرو وعبد الله بن دينار ثقه فإدال
ثقة بثقة لا يضر صحة المتن وإن كان سياق الإسناد خطأ. In this example, you see this hadith that was reported by Ya'la bin Ubayd, according to Al-Thawri, according to Amr bin Dinar, according to Ibn Umar, marfu'an, that the Prophet said, the buyer and the seller, they are with their truth. When we look at this chain of narration, we see all of the conditions have been met. It is shuhuda free, illa free, it's a connected chain of narration. Each one of them is adil and law. So upon the first look of this chain of narration, a person might pass the judgment to be this is a valid chain of narration. However, the first reporter by Ya'la bin Ubayd, he fell into a mistake by saying Amr ibn, by mentioning the name Amr ibn Dinar in the chain of narration, and the correct name is Abdullah bin Dinar. So he takes one name by another name. So this is the illah. This is the hidden defect. But this hidden defect in this case does not affect the authenticity of the hadith, because both of them, Amr bin Dinar and Abdullah bin Dinar, both of them are thiqa reporters. And this hadith came also from a valid chain of narration that does not have the illah to it with the method that we have taken. So now we have studied how many types of hadith. But you go to the beginning. It's come. We are studying the hadith. We said there's a hadith that is sahih, and a hadith that is hasan, and a hadith that is da'if. Then the hadith that is da'if might be da'if for several reasons. Several factors and elements might make a hadith that to be classified as da'if. All of those elements relate to the five conditions. So any one of those elements might relate to make the case that one of those five conditions is not met. A forgetful person might be in a shame. That means there is no bother. A trustless person might be in a shame. That means he's not adil. A mubham person might be in a shame. What is a mubham person? Ambiguous. That is the term of the first explanation. Unknown, unidentified. Unidentified. When he is unidentified, we cannot evaluate him to be trustless or trustful or otherwise. Al-Mu'dal, that is connected to, related to, for the hadith to have a connected chain of narration. Al-Muqatta' is the same, Al-Mursal is the same. When we talk about Al-Hadith that comes with the belief, and this also related to the connection of the chain of narration. Al-Shad, Al-Mulka, Al-Muqtarib, Al-Makhmid, Al-Mudraj, and then Al-Mu'al'al. How many factors might make a hadith three? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 50 we have put in this point. So when somebody tells you this hadith is Mu'al'al, what do you understand?
have to think about it.
But the bottom line, the judgment on this hadith, what will it be?
Sometimes you say that the hadith is ineffective.
No, I'm talking about that, not the general ruling about this specific hadith that comes as a mu'al'ah. Ba'id with this chain of narration. It could be done with another chain of narration. Also hadith that is maqlub. You say this hadith with that chain of narration is ba'id. But that does not sound the possibility it may change with another chain of narration that is valid. هذا الكتاب يستحق إن شاء الله أن نتكلم عن ميت في تفسير الحديث ذات الموضوع. But before I end, this knowledge that we are studying is important. Is important. However, when we deal with this knowledge or with any other knowledge that we are studying, we have to make sure that we are utilizing this knowledge to enhance our being, to be better people, to have better perception of that which is right and that which is wrong. To be a human being that's more in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because pure knowledge or mere knowledge in of itself does not make an individual an honorable individual. What makes a person an honorable individual is when a person utilizes this knowledge to grow personally. To be a better person. Remember when we talked this morning, our heart is like an airplane. The airplane could be in the sky or it could be landing. For our heart to hover and to go slow to the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, it needs to have the proper view. This is the knowledge that we obtain and we pour in our heart, not for the purpose of showing our knowledge or just having a knowledge for the sake of knowledge, but for our heart to hover and to go higher, for us to have a close contact. This is why it is important. According to the Rashid predecessor, that which says that some people whose body in this life, in this world, but their soul are in the sky. But their soul in the sky. So it's very important for the students of knowledge to keep that alive in his consciousness. That it's not only the knowledge, the academic dry knowledge that we are after. That what we are after is the spiritual development that will make a better person, a person inshaAllah that will go through paradise. وهذا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم في هذه الكشف إن شاء الله جميع أسماء في أفضل شعر هذا الكشف الله أهل وكم وكم حول الله وكم الكشف الله في الكشف في الترمذي المذكور إذا استجاب العلم ماشي إذا في شيء
آخر مدرج
نعم
to like certain, let's say they planted it with somebody, and then like put it, was it word to word, like when they told the person who recorded it? Does it have to be word to word, exactly what it means, word for word?
I don't know if it's complicated.
From the Ajib al-Hadith, when I was asking the Hadith on, was the Hadith there, did I say to you the Hadith exactly the way it was supposed to be, or did I pass the Hadith on with, along with explanation?
For the Prophet to marry him. She make it, then after that, a companion wanted to marry him. And he did not have to pay for her dowry. And then her dowry was to teach him Quran. So the hadith says in one narration, من لفتكها. And another narration says, لولشتكها بما معك من القرآن. This variation in the report is even though it's one incident, tells us that it was reported sometimes one of them is what the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other one, the meaning of what the Prophet said. Therefore, we find in many hadith, also some hadith say, we were commanded to do this. We were forbidden from doing that. He is giving you the ruling, but he did not give you the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which they were forbidden or in which they were commanded.
Also, while in the Quran, he was talking about an interpolation.
Interpolation.
It says take three, in the beginning no arcane of the matter. You said it could be discovered, but you, I didn't think all of the ways that it could be discovered.
It could be discovered by being impossible to be attributed to the Prophet. Or the Hadith came with, from a different narration. And this different narration shows that one statement is the statement of the companion and the other statement is the statement of the Prophet who will not have any influence. To the level of Salat that a man will come from the offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his name will be similar to his name will be Muhammad and his father's name will be Abdullah and this person will be in a position of authority and power, and he will rule with justice. And during his time, Isa ibn Maryam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be sent. That is very authentic information. What does that have to do with the Shia? I don't understand your connection.
No, how do you
get what the Shia means? You're right, I think there's a missing link between your first question and the second question, but I think the Shia believe in the Mahdi, and the Sunni believe in the Mahdi. But the Shia believe in the Mahdi, that they think there was the teachings of Imam that they believe in, and the last one of which entered into a cave, and that cave was locked after him, and he remained in that cave until the time where he would be given the permission to come out, and then he's going to come out. This is the Shia belief of the Mahdi, which is based on hallucination, whereas the Sunni belief in the Mahdi is based on the narration and the report that reaches the level of the highest level of authenticity.
No, I'm saying,
There are books that are written on the book of the Shia. A person who wants to know their ideology and their thoughts, they will be able to read this book, and they will give this person a good idea about what the Shia stands for. But things that we conclude, inshallah, this session, wa hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وذكر الحديث that is classified as مخلوق.
Each
other does a statement that will come after a statement that should come after it. What are the maqlub, this problem, where does it take place? In the fifth only? Does it take place only in the
text?
Only in the message. Does it take place only in the message? In
the
message? Can you give me an example?
For instance, the first one is the comment of the death.
That is not true. When the iqlaq takes place in the nafs, does that make the hadith weak?
And this person who is in the Sanad, when we make the Ikhlas, for example, then he is a person that is not identified or a person that we do not know who he is, then that will affect the Hadith. But if the Ikhlas happens in the Metin, that statement which has the Ikhlas in it will be given the room of Makhlud, but the rest of it does not affect. Can you give me an example in which there is a statement in the method that is makhluk? Right hand. The class display on this sentence, because that same hadith was reported in Sahih Bukhari, and it says he does not know what his left hand does not know what his right hand is pointing. What is a hadith that is classified as mudraj? What does it mean, mudraj? Interpretation. Where does this Idraj take place? In the Metin and the Sanad. Can you give me an example where the Idraj takes place at the end of the Hadith?
By the one who shared my soul with me, it wasn't for my mother,
Who said that?
The narrative of
Hadith. Who? Abu Hurairah. So is that, does that make the Hadith weak?
No.
Yeah. Only the Ijrad is showing us that this statement is not attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why, how do you know that this is a Ijrad?
You knew that's a Ijrad.
Yeah, it is.
That it's a machine from another Prophet.
That wrong. How do you know in this one that
mother is going to father? Mother was not a steady.
No, that's wrong. Huh? She was later before later, secondly the Prophet of the Mahmoud, and would not see the messenger of Allah, that it's not suitable for him to die, to wish for himself to be a slave. Thirdly, the reward of the Prophet of Allah is greater than anyone, because every time you do an act of good deed, the Prophet of Allah gets reward, because he was the one who guided you to that from Allah. Give me an example of the Ijraj in the beginning of the Hadith.
Mm-hmm.